The name of my story today is The Prayer. Pastor Ed has brought a basket of letters to the Sunday school class for the children to say a prayer over before they get mailed later this week. We can just pretend that all the other children are here. So right now it's only Barabbas and Gator that show up on the table here. These are not just ordinary mail like advertising or junk mail or bills to pay, said Pastor Ed. And he showed them this whole stack of letters that people, that adults in our congregation have signed. See, they've all written their names in the bottoms of these letters. And they're all going to senators and representatives who are in a position to help poor people to have food and shelter. Stop it, whispered Barabbas loudly to Gator. You stop it, said Gator back to him. Pastor Ed kind of noticed, but he continued. We will bow our heads to say a prayer of blessing over these letters because, however, now there was a whole scuffle going on between Barabbas and his brother Gator. Listen, Gator, you stop bumping me with your tail. You're doing it on purpose. Stop it. You stop it. It's just a tiny bump, and I can't help it. You are making a big deal of nothing, Gator snarled back. Boys, said Pastor Ed, what's going on here? You are disrupting class. He's been bugging me all morning, Barabbas complained. Like you haven't been asking for it. He woke me up at an hour early this morning, playing with the dogs in our bedroom, making them bark and all. Seems like you brothers are having a hard time getting along today. This happens, you know. It happens to brothers and sisters your age. It happens to brothers and sisters my age. It happened to James and John in the Bible lesson this morning. It seems they each wanted to have the best place, the best seat beside Jesus. Jesus told them that sitting there would be a very difficult place to be. He said that being in a special seat there did not mean they'd be like a king and get everything they wanted. It would mean they'd have to be like a servant, like a slave. Barabbas already kind of knew that he was making a big deal of the small bumps. And Gator really already knew that he was just doing it on purpose to annoy Barabbas. It's the kind of thing that brothers and sisters do to each other on purpose. It's a foolish thing to do because small things done over and over and over can become big things. It sort of like reminds me of missing one meal could be a small thing, but missing a meal every day for many days in a row becomes a very big thing. We need to help hungry people, Jesus told us. And some of you drew these pictures on these plates here, and the people in our church signed these letters. Pastor Ed started his prayer. You want to bow your heads? Because it's a real prayer. Good and dear Lord, stop our small grievances and help us to do your will to reach out to the hungry, the poor, and everyone who needs. Help these letters let our leaders know how very important it is to feed the hungry and house the homeless. We ask for you to bless these letters and to inspire the leaders who read them to be servants and slaves, just as Christ has instructed them. Amen. The end.